Russian President Vladimir Putin, like so many world leaders, has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory. But Putin might be happier than most. In his message, he acknowledged that there is currently a crisis in Russian-American relations, a crisis that Putin said he hopes will now be coming to an end. Trump and Putin expressed admiration for each other during the long U.S. election campaign. Charles Maines is in Moscow. So what was the mood in Moscow through the night and now today, Charles?
Well, I think the only word to say is euphoric. Russian elite from Putin on down have been absolutely thrilled with the result of the U.S. election. Today, for example, in the Duma, this is the state parliament here in Russia, when the results were announced that Mr. Trump had triumphed in this election, the lawmakers broke out into applause. The nationalist leader, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, was promising to pour champagne for everybody. We have governors from United Russia, this is Putin's ruling party, saying that, in fact, this is a victory for Russia. So I think it's fair to say that Kremlin loyalists see this as their victory today.
So I suspect that the Duma did not burst into applause when Obama was reelected in 2012. What do Russian parliamentarians expect now from Donald Trump?
Well, they look at this as an opportunity for just a complete relaunch of Russian-U.S. relations. I think they look at this as a chance not only for the Kremlin essentially to weaken sanctions against it over the annexation of Crimea. They look at Mr. Trump perhaps seeing eye to eye with Russia on issues such as NATO's expansion into Eastern Europe, because, of course, that's been an issue of contention with the Obama administration. I think they also see the U.S. and Russia perhaps cooperating more closely on issues such as Syria and the fight against ISIS. So I think overall, there's just a sense that this is a real opportunity for Russia. In Russia, the markets went up today because there's a feeling that people are very optimistic that Western sanctions may be lifted and it might be sort of a return to normal.
So Hillary Clinton was portrayed in Russian state media as an anti-Russian warmonger. Putin himself said she has no soul. So today, how's she being portrayed, especially with her peaceful transition concession speech?
Well, I think basically they've forgotten all about her already. It's all about what's coming up ahead now. So I think there's no sympathy, certainly, for Hillary Clinton. And among Kremlin trolls, there's a sense that the witch, you know, the witch is dead. But in terms of the Kremlin elite, this is clearly they're just looking forward at this point.
So state media, one thing. How surprised are your Russian friends?
Well, you know, in a way, I mean, even those who are not, say, fans of Mr. Putin's, I think there's a certain admiration in a strange way for the effectiveness of American democracy and American populist rage. I mean, here's a case where, you know, America defied essentially the elites of the system. And so I think there's a sense that Russia's, you know, they're really asking themselves, could Russians do the same thing in the current system? And the answer is probably not.
So, Charles, when you get right down to it, how much confidence is there really in Moscow that a real reset in relations between Russia and the U.S. is coming with the Trump administration? Because wouldn't that also tip to a reset in all sorts of relations with Syria and Turkey, notably?
Well, they're optimistic. I mean, I think they're, of course, they're counseling that maybe not be sudden changes. And of course, we've had the foreign ministry, for example, step forward and say, look, we'll judge this on a, you know, deal by deal basis. But certainly, you know, this is something where, as we went through this campaign, state media, for example, clearly championed Trump as the candidate, even going so far as to say that if he didn't win, it meant that American democracy was broken and corrupt. So suddenly they got their wish. And I think for now they're content with celebrating and to see what happens later.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thank you for the update, man.
Thank you.